A study by the Partnership for a New American Economy suggests labor shortages are increasing the nation's reliance on imported produce and slowing economic growth in Arkansas. Bo Bishop with the Arkansas Farm Bureau says many growers can't find enough people willing to do the intense work needed to maintain and harvest their crops.
In some instances, farmers are forced to leave crops in the field due to a lack of labor force. Immigration reform needs to be something Arkansans embrace because our economy and our future for farming depends on it.
And it's not just low-wage jobs. Grant Tenniel, executive director of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission, says changes need to be made to recruit people for highly specialized positions.
We probably aren't going to be creating enough engineers for a while. As hard as we're pushing more and more students, particularly young women, into the STEM fields and trying to encourage them in that direction, if we want to keep pace with what we know industry needs, we're going to have to get some of these folks from somewhere else. And one of the surest and best ways to get them is to throw our doors open and say, you are welcome here, and you can make a life here.
Wednesday's press conference was the first of several events officials will be leading around the state in the coming weeks to encourage Arkansas's congressional delegation to support meaningful immigration reform. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.